time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at the beautiful Hooters. And I do believe it's a Chase Elliott weekend. You can watch the race at Hooters Sunday and check out the Race Day Sunday specials for just $9.99. Get a 32-ounce pitcher of Coors Light or Miller Lite, plus an order of fried pickles and spicy jalapenos.
They still have fans, right? The NASCAR, or is it just that one race?
Yeah, they're doing limited fans, I think.
I thought it was just the race in Texas or something like that.
Oh, was it just that one?
I think so, unless they changed it, but I thought that was it.
I don't know, but I've seen a couple. They had that one fan appreciation one where they had quite a lot of people. You might be right. It might just be one. But either way, there's fans you can watch on TV right there at the Hooters.
Does WWE still have fans?
That I don't know. That I don't know.
That was neat, too. I got to hand it to basketball. That looked good. It sounded fine. The game was good. Was entertaining because it was different, but it still worked. The big walls of visual entertainment were neat. Like, they did all the stuff with the fans, and then stats were up on the giant wall around the thing. It looked kind of cool.
Are you watching the local Cubs? I know you don't like Glenn, but
I can't stand my broadcast team. But
are they using sound the way that ESPN did last night with the national game? With
you
Red
text
Sox?
Me and said I didn't catch it.
ESPN is so on their sound machine, it's ridiculous. Like for the mundane plays, it's got this, and I'm like, all right, come on.
Well, they're going to get better and better and more and more as this gets.
Well, I switched over to the local Mariners broadcast with Dave Sims and Mike Blowers just broadcasting from T-Mobile Park, which is odd that they have to go to a park to describe an away game.
Right. That's pretty funny.
And there's no sound.
They're going to another place.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Cubbies and Reds, and Brady's a flatmate in college. Tom Brenneman is broadcasting the game, and Brenneman's like, look down there, cowboy, at the grounds crew, the only people allowed in the stadium. And I'm pretty sure, and I'm not sure Tom knows that there's sound being pumped in because Suarez gets a hit. Listen to the ground crew. I mean, they are making a ton of noise. Castellanos.
He can hear him. No one
else. Nicholas Castellanos hits a home run. And he's like, we got to replay that, cowboy. I mean, for 20 guys, listen to the noise they make. And cowboy never says, like, Tommy, that's all being pumped in.
He knows. Let him go.
I'm telling you, cowboy.
That's crazy.
This is ridiculous. I mean, really, we could build stadiums for just 14 guys as loud as these fellas. And that was blowing away to Votto. You got yourself a real blow-up down there. These guys can shout. Shiver me timbers, cowboy. But Brenneman is phenomenal. Love watching Tommy broadcast the game. Not a fan of my Cubby broadcast. I still think that Bob Brenly is maybe next. And I like Hawk Harrelson, too. Everybody hates him. I like Hawk. But F.P. Santangelo with the Nationals does an excellent job. I like watching his games. And Bob Brenly here in town, there may be a factor of knowing him just a little, having talked to him away from.
Always helps.
That made me like Bob so much. And I've had limited interaction with him, not a ton. But enough to say he's just one of those dudes that makes a room better. Brady, you know him better than me. But
well, it makes you, I think the factor of the knowing thing and then see what they do, you appreciate you seeing that side of that person and what they do. It's they're polished.
Well, my friend said it years ago when Brenneman and Brenly did the Diamondbacks games in the late 90s. They were the original team in the booth. And my friend said, on a nightly basis, Bob Brenly's the smartest guy in the stadium. He needs to manage this team. And when he did, they got one. You know, they got a little help from some pocketbooks, but he got them there. And a lot of guys, Buck Showalter couldn't do it with that same group. So, yeah, Brenly's always great. But broadcasting is funny without the fans.
What's so weird is when you, first talked about Tom and being the flatmate in college, he wasn't really doing anything around it. He just grew up around it. And all of a sudden, senior year, he gets a job to do some shifts on kind of a rock-based radio station and the university. And so that's all he was doing because he knew exactly, his dad was like, get your get it done.
Yeah.
Whatever it's political science, your major.
Something.
And then we're plugging you in. And he started out at Channel 5 News in doing sports in Cincinnati and just started to work his way. It only took about 2 years, but they just wanted to get him
It's nepotism.
I think he told his dad early on, I want to do this.
Yeah, it's completely.
And he goes, well, here's where you want to do it. And those dads, it is nepotism.
100%.
But they break their balls. Not always bad.
It is. Oh, it's great. I would take advantage of it. Yeah. Anybody who says they wouldn't is crazy. 100%. If your dad was the broadcaster of the Reds, and he said, get a four-year degree, and we'll try to plug in if this is what you want to do, and you start to go, I think I want to do it.
Yeah, and he made him, you know, you got to jump through the hoops. Yeah. If you want to do that, I'll bring you to the party. But you're going to have to perform.
Always.
As much as nepotism kicks in, you know, it'll make or break you. There's plenty that don't.
Sure, but it's always who you know. Through. It's who you know, and then you take advantage of the door you kicked open or was opened for you. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not bad for doing it.
You can't, No. If somebody says, here's a door I'm going to open for you, and you want to do it, you'll do it because the door was open, not because you got it. There are people who believe that the opportunity is what makes you. It's the work after the opportunity that makes it work. And Tommy's great. I love – that's the reason I do that impression of him is because I watch him every chance I get. Brenneman just loves what he's doing, and he's kind of dopey. Like, he's almost a nerd, but he's cool as hell, too, on top of it.
Just like the laugh that you've given him lately.
When I saw him at the Wigwam with that broadcast team for the national championship of college. Yeah. Or it was just the championship, or was it just? And I walked in and I heard him go, here we go. Here we go, everybody.
Yeah.
And then Studley, his buddy's like, give him a little. You know, everybody's in here eating my Alfredo. You wouldn't be here without me. And all you crew members with plates full of Alfredo, I want a big fat thank you for that, because without me, you'd have been eating out of the mini bar, $15 M&Ms and a bottle of Jack. You're lucky to know me. And you just hear Brenneman just going, oh, boy. Jeez, old Pete.
Here we go.
But yeah, there's some good ones. But without the fans, I'm not sure Tommy knows that stadium is being, the fake noise is being pumped in. But it's pretty funny. But it has been interesting.
The production guys would love that. They love doing stuff to those guys, little zingers where they won't know that. Or
constant. Yeah, let them know stuff. Yeah, it's fun to watch. But it has been, you know, I don't think baseball is going to last the whole season because they've already got a team they're just canceling. But it has been a nice distraction, even though I have zero passion for it. It's over. Brady, please, for God's sakes, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it. Happy National Avocado Day.
Mm.
I think you can get some free guac at Chipotle.
How so? You got to go in and scoop that up with your own hands, right?
You might want to research that, because all the Chipotle kids today are going to be like, God damn it,
was
Brady
that
Bogan.
Just what you wished for, Brady? Did you just make another wish on the monkey paw?
No, I saw
it's
something.
One thing to do it to your own restaurant.
While supplies last. It says it's on there. It's,
on what?
It's in the press.
You are the press.
It's out there. It's out there.
Are the press. You could be making this up
You're
and saying
right,
it's you.
John,
I know.
That's why. I'm not making it up.
Okay. I just want to make sure that Chipotle knows about this deal, because the press is saying it.
He's actually right. It is.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
You got to join the rewards, though.
Hey, don't question my...
Look, you said that, Brady. You said that with no authority. That sounded like a wish from Aladdin.
It almost sounded like a question.
Yeah.
They got free guac.
You didn't even say where. I don't know. Chipotle, maybe?
Sounds about right. I called the owner of Chipotle. You sure you want me to put this out there?
Oh, Senor Brady, we are closed.
Take that, Slapjacks.
Ah, Chipotle had to shut down because that... I was questioning that free guac. Here's how it works. You walk in, socially distance, of course, put your hand out, they put a scoop in your hand.
Scooping like ice cream. Yeah. And you go out, and you see how long it takes to melt in your hands, and then you just cover your face and it goes to sleep. I've recently come around on guacamole. I hate it.
You weren't a fan? I love it.
Until about
only on particular.
Guac. Yeah.
2 years ago.
How deep do you go as far as how many... stuff will you put it on?
I'm not a toppings guy, so I'll dip chips in it, and if it's already in my food, I'll eat it, but I don't go out of my way to go get it. But I've recently discovered that
it's mostly with chips,
like it.
Right?
There was a thing the other night that I had cauliflower rice shrimp with guacamole on the side of it, and I ended up mixing the guacamole in there. It was I always thought it tasted like a wet homeless guy's sock. Like the texture was this weird gritty, gross, and now it's like there's a place, Revolu, on 7th Street. Oh, forget about it. It's just magic. Whatever they're doing to it is magic. And I like it when it's real creamy. I can't handle it when it's
chunky.
I'm still getting used to it. It's
chunky.
A texture issue.
It is a texture issue.
I don't mind the taste, but the texture has to be right or I get weird.
A handful of restaurants that used to do it back in the day, I when they just mix it up fresh,
yeah.
you know, take that bowl. That's pretty good.
Are you impressed by that at restaurants, Brady, when they come to the side of the table and make something? I'll take your word for it that it's fresh. I don't need you to prove it to me.
For some reason, the guacamole, when they're mixing that at your table, there does seem to be a difference.
You've always liked a show, though.
Yeah.
You
like
always,
a food show.
Like,
yeah.
if there's a flambé, you know, am I a lush for a good, you know, teppanyaki table performance? Yes. Yes.
It's your Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's what you would be gay for.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the
you
show?
Get the guy,
oh,
you man. Get the guy singing.
This guy is great. I've never seen an onion volcano better. What a presentation.
Look at that. So, but it's 12 rings high.
Do you fool yourself into thinking the food tastes better?
I don't think so.
Because fresh guacamole.
I'll just tell you the times that I've had the guacamole brought to the table.
Yeah.
And the times, maybe not a ton, that they make it yeah. right there. I've always had it better being made. So
but
maybe
you wouldn't know if back in the kitchen they're whipping out the fresh stuff right there versus whether they have to wheel that cart out to your table.
I think the difference is when they're making it at your table, they ask you how spicy do you want it.
I see.
And you can, that makes a difference.
Sure.
Because you have to bring it out at kind of a mild, no more than medium.
Do you hear that a lot, Brian?
Excuse
me. I don't say that. That would be a terrible Mexican restaurant. Excuse me. How do you like the spice? Your guacamole. My name is Guido. No.
Yeah, we don't make guac.
So do you like the spice?
We don't make the guac.
This is, we ain't making the guac.
Are you kidding me?
We run the place.
We got people to do that.
Manuel, table 12. Roll the card out. Do you like it spicy, sir?
Yeah, I love it spicy.
Could you please?
Me gusta.
Could you please put away your erection, please, sir?
Oh, sorry.
Holy chorizo!
I was making a fresh batch tableside.
Would you look at that?
Tableside Brady versus tableside guac. Who finishes first?
Yeah, because they came out with Caesar salads at a restaurant I was at in Palm Springs once, LG's, which is a great place. And they're like, we make it right here at the table. I'm like, I trust that you're getting it done back there. What do you got to drag it out here for? So you see. And I'm like, well, that just leads me to believe you're up to no good.
Yeah.
Why do you got to prove
better,
this?
Better, though, when the guy comes out in the toga and the olive branch headpiece and makes that Caesar fresh.
Right. Well, you go to really bad restaurants then.
What are you worried about?
I don't want a guy dressed as Caesar making the salad. That's that is like what was the name of that terrible restaurant?
Bobby McGee.
Bobby McGee.
Yeah. Superman comes out and brings you your hurricane.
I don't need you to perform for the last thing I need from a waiter or waitress.
What a song, Bob. Yeah.
The last thing I need is a performance. And the reason I know that's true is because if you go to a restaurant that isn't known for performing and the waiter said, "Want me to do a little number for you?" You'd be like, get the F away from the table, you nut. But yeah, whenever they come out and start making the food next to the table, it's just to prove it's fresh. I'm like, well, you don't have to prove anything to me. I wasn't questioning you to begin with.
Watch this.
Speaking of boss, yesterday, I get it where sometimes if I'm face-to-face with a person and for some reason I get the boss or... How you doing, boss?
Oh, they call you boss or chief?
This was over the phone. The guy can't even look at me. I still got the boss.
He got a boss.
It must be the way I talk.
You hate being called boss, and it happens to you a lot.
Boss and chief.
I'm going to get you a shirt that says, "Call me boss." You hate being called boss.
I still chuckle at it.
Yeah, but you always fire back.
I know I represent most. I have the boss body, I guess.
Because, that waiter at Red Robin that did it that time, you're like, "All right, chief!" Immediately.
Yeah. Like fired
fired back something really dickheaded.
You got it, tenderfoot.
You going to check out the match in the octagon? Should be pretty sweet fight card, chief. Call me boss, douche.
Rear admiral.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Brady, please, come on. Do your job.
Anderson, a couple of baseless fun facts. Anderson Cooper doesn't have any formal journalism training, much like... Brenneman, but he got his degree in political science from Yale and did his summer internship at the CIA.
And he got famous because Hurricane Katrina, he was standing out there in that water all the time, doing a really good job reporting on that, and they ended up moving him up. He also had a nice foot in the door with that Vanderbilt.
A little juice in the game. Yeah, yeah. Had some juice in the game.
Had some people who knew some people.
It's illegal. It's illegal.
Ill-eagle.
Ill-eagle.
Sick eagle.
It's illegal to mispronounce the word Arkansas in Arkansas. Did you know that, Toledo?
I did not
did
know
you
that.
Know
that
you probably won't get arrested for calling it Arkansas, but right. It's one of those blue laws. That
wow.
That's right, everyone.
You're supposed to get a ticket.
You just spent it's the illegal. Last minute of Brady telling you where it's illegal to mispronounce words. He's very aware of this. It changes his travel
away
plans.
With it for years, all the times I've been to Arkansas.
Arkansas. What do you have? Like, if you mispronounce it by saying Arkansas, that's the only way you can mispronounce it.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. I mean, you can fool around with it, but. Or if you just say, yeah, Arkansas. Why do they care? They mispronounce everything. That's an uneducated bunch.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Brady was raped.
Redheads have less hair on their heads. Redheads have less hair on their heads than people with other hair colors. The average redhead,
I can dispute that,
has 90,000 strands of hair versus 110,000 strands for blondes, 140,000 strands for brunettes, but red hair is thicker than the other two.
I have zero strands.
Well, Brady, you're a ginger. It's proving out with you, right?
I have thick, glorious hair.
Yeah.
The flowing locks when he walks in the door is amazing.
Yeah, you're like Brave from a Pixar movie.
Brett's Italian and brunette. He's got hair everywhere.
Yeah, Brett's shaved twice since the show started. And speaking of, we get Kirby that razor.
A new poll found the average American household has 217 mini fights a year about doing the dishes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm about 400 right now. It's not the end of the year.
It should be established that one person does them.
Or you alternate.
Nope.
That's always. So then, there's, I know plenty that do the rule, whoever cooks, the other one cleans.
Yep, nope. That's our rule.
One person does the dishes.
Well, you only have two people.
That's right.
We've got four.
And one person does the dishes.
I cook, so I don't do the dishes.
It's never rotating around the backyard when I'm pulling plants and weeds and doing stuff that I, you know, when Al doesn't do.
That's a fair point, too.
It's never a fight. It's never mentioned. It's always a fight when I say, oh, I forgot to pick up the dog crap. Can you get it before the lawn guys get there? And then there's giant holes in the backyard like the Lost Dutchman's been there. She shovels poop like it's 8 feet underground.
There's plenty of people out there that are jonesing for throwing some good parties, but because of the pandemic, it won't be for a while. So they did a little survey and asked people, what are the factors to making a great party? Drinks was number one, 59%. Music, number two. Food, number three. Location.
Music over food.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The space.
I think atmosphere is more important than food. You can't have a weird room.
The decor.
And then just a pile of food in a corner, because then everybody just kind of goes, what's going on here?
I would have put music ahead of the food, myself. Yeah.
I do, too. Yeah. I think the atmosphere is more important. Because if you go to a place and the music's weird, you're just sitting there eating the food going, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And the food doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. And as far as the atmosphere stuff, those are basically, five and six on the list. Because the space, the
Brady, I think you're the only one in the room that can go into a party and hear, and when God told America it was the best place in the world, what kind of spread we got here? And I'm like, we're getting out of here.
Is that queso?
Yeah, because when Brady was eating that fruity drink in Miami at that bar, and I walked in, and you just hear, sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand, and it's pointing at your head. You're thinking, my Brady, this is a gay bar. We got to go.
What?
They get pineapples in their drinks. They get full meals in their drinks.
Brady, get your ass off the stool.
I just ordered another one. And someone called it Der Wiener Schnitzel.
He's ordering another drink. I'm asking for a menu. John immediately is like, we are not staying.
I got a guy who's coming on to me so hard, and I'm trying not to be rude. Brady's like,
can I get a menu? What kind of sliders you got?
They're all shaped like dicks.
Hear that,
after
Toledo?
That coconut shrimp, forget about it. Give me a menu.
We left your ass. I'm getting out of here, Brady. Not that I'm against gay bars, but I'm sending out the wrong vibe here. Being in one, they're going to assume he knows. He's in. He wants to party.
I'm sorry, Chaz. These guys just weren't hungry, but I'm staying.
This tweaker gay guy standing next to me. So where are you from, huh?
Like, Phoenix, where are you from? I lived in Tempe for a little while.
Oh, it's hot
I went
there,
to McClintock
huh?
High for a year. I'm like, great. This is
what
no
do you
bearing.
Say we get out of here.
Yeah, there's no bearing on how hard you are right now.
My apartment's just down the street.
I don't have an apartment so much as I do a tent, but if you want to f*** in it. I don't want to do anything you're talking about. Well, your friend seems comfortable. Yeah, I'm about to f*** him.
Lucky.
Yeah. Oh. He looks like a beanbag. I want to get on top.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do? I want to f*** you on your beanbag friend.
I'll do that. Give me more of that coconut shrimp.
Oh, so awful. But yeah, Brady will let the food take the atmosphere and move it. I have to have good atmosphere.
Sometimes.
Well, you did that day.
And that's a hell of an atmosphere.
We had to find you. The room was bright pink. There's flamingos everywhere. It's Florida. I'm like, no, there's something different about this one.
The last survey, according to this study by the CDC, the more money you make, the more hours of sleep you get a night. 55% of the people who are below the poverty line sleep 7 or 8 hours a night versus 67% of people 400% above the line.
Well, hell, I sleep 12 hours a day, then if that's the case.
Brett should be asleep 15, 20 hours a day. Well, you are for 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so add that in there.
So you got that. Your shift is from midnight to 6, 5:45.
One expert says there are all sorts of reasons. Rich people sleep better, including houses in quieter places, more space, better soundproofing, better health care for sleep issues.
Well, I thought you said that it was people below the poverty line got 7 or 8 hours.
No, only 55%.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, versus 67% of people that have dough.
Because they get air conditioning that works.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And a bed that's comfortable.
You know,
and no stress.
$4 million on that survey.
I won't say that. There's not no stress. People with money have stress like anybody else, but less stress.
We've got this 29-year-old woman, Nicole Dennison, from Safety Harbor, Florida. And she works as a flight attendant for Allegiant Air. Nicole got home around 11 p.m. on Wednesday and found her 34-year-old husband having sex with another woman. And Nicole went on a rampage. She started swinging at her husband, hit him in the face and his arm. Then she pulled the old Animal House, grabbed the acoustic guitar, smashed it against the wall, and then put a huge hole in the wall.
Oh, boy.
She was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery.
That's right.
There's a good little mugshot of her on the smoking gun. I remember seeing this picture when they were promoting, or maybe another airline did it, but where they have the girls, the flight attendants, posing in the engine of the jet.
Oh, she's one of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's beautiful.
She don't look that. Yeah, how is she only working for Allegiant?
What's
going on?
She's got issues, Brett.
Oh, that's.
You think?
I didn't know they had engines on those planes.
I'm trying to figure out the picture beyond her. She's fantastic. Oh, my.
Wow.
She must interview poorly. Because she should be working for United.
Oh, absolutely.
She should be an international waitress. Or a stewardess. What do they call them now?
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
Yeah, they'll get pissed off. You call them stewardess.
Well, I don't want to piss her off. She's a swinger.
Excuse me, stewardess. Yes. I need some more nuts.
Is there a movie on this flight? I was on that JSX flight to Vegas back in February. And the girl that's on, there's a model.
Whoa.
Yeah. You have to keep your eyes on the ground. Frank and I were on that flight. I'm like, don't look up because.
I know what you're looking at.
Yeah. We can't help it. She was very Hildy-ish. Beautiful girl, but yeah. She was on the JSX flight. And
little bit crazy eyes.
Oh, the mugshot.
A lot of crazy eyes.
Okay, now we're seeing the true stewardess there.
That's coming home from the horrible shift she had.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's still, not supposed to be doing that, but he needs to pay attention to her schedule a little better.
Got a couple of pizza stories.
She's very pretty when she's not crazy, though. Her mugshot's bad, but the rest of those photos are good.
Brady's got pizza stories,
John. Oh, pizza time.
Don't interrupt.
Sorry.
Domino's in New Zealand was running a special for you got a discount if your name was Karen. And they had to cancel it because
too many Karens
were upset at the discount.
What?
Did you see Domino's thing they're doing here where it's a make a home movie and win a free Domino's for a year?
No.
And I'm like, Domino's, you're going to get the most graphic gay sex videos ever. Like, the poor guy that's got to sift through all the home videos and like family, gay sex, weird dude whacking off, family. He's going to go crazy watching those. We did that 1 year. We said, make us a video and win a.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sifting through that garbage was
brutal.
Is that
UTV we called that or something?
Yeah. Some were good, like, but it was few and far between.
The other one was a pizza delivery driver was pulled over in between deliveries, and he just started to go to town on himself. And this lady walks by, looks in the window, and sees it. She happens to be an off-duty police officer. So she makes a call, and the guy got arrested. And he told the police, he's like, I pulled the car over, no one around. I thought it's legal to whack away in your car.
Make a little tableside ranch.
Nope, it's not.
It's fresh.
Not here in Fruitland Park, Florida, pal.
Yeah. Maybe where you're from.
Fruitland?
It ain't kosher around here to beat off on the side of the road while you're trying to deliver pies.
So he got a little ticket, and he apologized to his girlfriend. Told her he was horny and was watching porn after his pizza delivery shift.
He wasn't on his way to drop somebody's pizza off. He was done working.
He was done.
Okay.
Finished up.
Literally.
He had been...
Yeah, he finished up.
He closed out his tab.
All right. I don't like to think of that. I'm getting so much delivery, I don't like to think of those guys on edge. All my food is being delivered right now, so thinking of them beating off now and again is the last thing I can, especially on the clock. Oh, it's horrifying.
Coca-Cola announced its plans to launch a boozy version of its Topo Chico sparkling water. It'll come out in the U.S. next year.
Hmm.
I'm not familiar with the Topo Chico.
I don't think I am either.
I never heard of it.
I know Topo Gigio.
I know, yeah. I know the little mouse puppet. I remember who Topo Gigio belonged to. Was that Victor Borga? Bergen? Victor Bergen?
Borgia.
I don't know.
Bergen?
I think it was Bergen's dad.
The ventriloquist. Borgia is the pianist.
Yeah, he played. Yeah, Victor Borgia played the piano.
Yeah.
Bergen was Candace's dad, and he did the sarai, sarai. Yep. But Popo Gigio was his, I think. 50s puppet stuff was on TV quite a bit. We're just reliving that.
The cops in Center Township, Pennsylvania, got a call earlier this week about a naked guy causing a scene at a drive-in theater. When they got there, 28-year-old Ronald Cito of Madison, Ohio.
OH!
Mm-hmm.
Running around naked. He had punched three security guards, they told him to leave, and they got a knuckle sandwich.
It's time for a new career if you're getting punched by naked dudes.
Especially if you're the third security guy getting hit.
The third guy, yeah.
First guy can say, take him by surprise. Yeah. Second guy, just not good. Third dude has to see it. Has to be aware and ready that he's willing to punch security guards.
He also fought with the cops when they arrested him. They took him directly to the hospital to be evaluated. He's facing several charges.
Yeah. Crazy. Evaluation over.
Congratulations goes out to a couple of gals, a couple of British women. They're in the Guinness World Record. Kat Dixon and Raz Mardson. Kat's 54. Raz is 55. They were on their tandem, and they broke the record for the fastest circumnavigation by tandem bicycle when they crossed the globe in 263 days, 8 hours, and 7 minutes.
On a tandem bike?
Yeah.
How?
They had to take a little break.
Yeah, the ocean.
Because of the pandemic, a little bit.
Mm. What do you just tandem?
Because they started out on March 18th.
Do they just stationary bike across the ocean? On a boat?
The trip took the women through France, Monaco, Italy, Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia.
Well, don't name all the countries.
How'd they get across the ocean?
Where the final? Yeah, they probably took little ferries.
Well, then they didn't go around the world.
On wings.
They rode around the surface of the earth and of the crust and then on the ocean parts.
That's that Boston Marathon lady taking a cab.
Yeah, they have to be on water at one point in time.
You think?
Unless the tandem, they put floaties on the tandem. And they could pedal.
I'm fine with that. Make it a paddle bike. Yeah. I'm fine with that, but you got to do it. There was that dude that just did a solo sailing deal from British Columbia down south of New Zealand somewhere, and back. And his first question was, what have I missed? He's been gone for like 7 months. He missed the whole pandemic.
Oh, man.
And he got back to BC.
And right. And he's like, what happened?
Yeah. They kept him. They told him when he came in and said, I'm coming in. They're like, you can't just dock. We got to wait because of what's going on. He's like, he got a little taste of it in the Cook Islands when he got out and he started to do some supplies. And they kept
come
telling
on, boys. Yeah, they said, what are you doing to me?
There's a sickness here and we're not getting supplies like we were before. And he's like, oh, okay. And he wasn't sure if it was worldwide. So he stayed away from everything. First question, what have I missed? And they told him everything. Be pretty neat. But he did it. But that dude actually did something. These girls biked from San Francisco to, you know, the Cape and the Carolinas and then took a boat. The boat did all the work.
The last little nugget is about the coronavirus. Americans are visiting the New Zealand immigration website every 30 seconds to see if they qualify to move there.
Oh, because there's
since
no.
Since the entire country is coronavirus free.
Yeah. They don't want you.
They're saying their handling of their pandemic. More than 250,000 people have visited the site so far.
And those are people that think that they want to go.
None of them are qualified.
Yeah, they want to go to Mordor because they've got to figure it out. But they're going to bring their problems over there, and it's going to start. If I'm New Zealand, I'm locking her down. You stay at zero. You shut the gates.
Did they have any cases? Or
a
they
few
never
early,
had any?
But, okay. Yeah, but they've been.
They tamped it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, nobody could travel, and nobody's. New Zealand's amazing, but
it's an island deep at the bottom.
You can lock that down real easy.
Yeah,
and they did it. Yeah, you know, once you stamp it out, all New Zealand had to do was like 14 days of quarantine. Everybody stays home.
What's it? 19 hours to get there. Nobody wants to.
It's forever. No. It is. It's like 17 in the air, and then you can fly into Christchurch, but
man,
it's long. That is the only reason I don't want to go back to Australia. That flight was dreadful. Going over that tropical storm was, you're in the middle of nowhere. And it's like the plane's doing loop-de-loos and it's like bouncing all over the sky. And I'm like, I got 8 hours left. Feels like I've been on this plane longer than any other plane I've been on. And I got 8 hours to go. Here's the fifth time we're going to show you a Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. Five movies, four food services.
Oh, with one of those cabins. That's the only way.
Yeah. And you got to spend $30,000 to go have a vacation. And the best part of it is your flight. There you go. Is that it, Brady, by the way?
That's it.
All right, there's your Brady Report. Right in front of you for all the world to see. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.